Across the street is the new gym, what I know as Moxon Square Garden. This is our center for boxing in the Western United States. Just like New York had Madison Square Garden, we have Moxon Square Garden. I went to school at Sturt from 68 to 71, but continued to box at Moxon Square Garden through 1978. The heart of boxing was Sturt Indian School. I remember a very prestigious fight that took place here in 1975, the National Indian Athletic Association Boxing Tournament. It was one of the biggest fights in the Western United States, and it took place out here at Sturt. There were a lot of boxers that came from across the United States. Some were really outstanding athletes. The winner of this tournament would then travel back east to fight for the championship in the Olympic trials. There was a guy there from Montana, a big, tall Blackfeet that Sports Illustrated had named as Pro's Prospect of the Year. Nobody wanted to draw him, but I drew him on the first go-around. I ended up stopping him in the second round with a TKO. Everyone thought I was going to be the champion, but I ended up with a bronze medal. On the other side of the street is the two-story classroom that opened in 1966. This building is where general academic classes like English, math, history, and science were taught. I had a teacher, Al Tyler, that taught American Indian history. I can think of several times Mr. Tyler and I went round and round about American Indian history. He taught straight from the book, but I told him that the book was wrong and that he was brainwashing the Indian kids. What was in those books was wrong. I learned from my grandfather the history of the Great Basin Indians, and it was very different than what was printed in those books.